Now, what's God going to do in a case like this? Well, let's look at the next verse. In verse 4, God says now, though thou exalt thyself as the eagle, and though thou set thy nest among the stars, thence will I bring thee down, saith the Lord. Though they would exalt themselves like the eagle. Now, the eagle is the symbol of deity. They were going to overthrow God, as Satan attempted to do, and they were going to become deity. They were going to handle the business that God is supposed to handle. How many people today are attempting to run their lives as if they were God? They don't need God. They live without Him. And the interesting thing is that the way God has made all of us, He hasn't put a steering wheel on any of us. And you know why? Because He wants to guide our lives. He wants us to come to Him for salvation first. Then He wants to take charge of our lives. And when you and I run it, we're in the place of God. We're in the driver's seat. We're the one that's the captain of our own little ship and our own plane. And we're going through the water and through the air just to suit ourselves. May I say to you, that is pride. And anyone that reaches that position is committing a sin if they continue in it that is fatal, because it means they go into a lost eternity. Now, take a good look. Will you come now and look down in the microscope again? Edom now is the incarnation of Esau. And there stands Esau. What do you see now? You see a human animal. And here is animalism in the raw and the terrifying ugliness of it all. Now, the doctrine of evolution is taught as a fact of science today. I consider it the greatest delusion of the 20th century. And I think that there are many outstanding men that are beginning to get away from it. It's accepted by the average man as truth. And there are strong and, I think, intelligent objections by reliable scientists. Unfortunately, they are largely ignored. And I'm sure that there are many people saying to me, well, I thought we descended from animals. And now you say that men act like animals. And that's exactly what I'm saying. Is that we didn't descend up, we descended downward. There's been no ascension, there's been a descension. May I repeat again, the teaching of evolution is a fact of science, I think is the greatest delusion of the 20th century. And I believe we'll come out of the fog and move to another, that is, the unbeliever will move to another explanation for the origin of things. And actually, evolution does not give the origin of things at all. It's been accepted by the average man as truth, gospel truth, because today on television, radio, in our schools, in publications, we're brainwashed that evolution is a fact, a proven fact, and it's absolutely not. The strong and intelligent objections that have been given by reliable scientists are entirely ignored today. Now, I'm not going to discuss the pros and cons of evolution. That's not my thought. But this is something that I became interested in even before I began studying for the ministry. When I was 16 years of age, I had a great desire to read and study, and I appealed to the wrong man, a minister who was a liberal at that time, and he urged me to read Darwin. And when I was 16 years old, I had read The Origin of Species. I'd read The Descent of Man and other miscellaneous papers. And I studied it, of course, later in college. I studied it again in a denominational seminary. And there it was theistic evolution, which I think is probably the most absurd interpretation of the origin of things of all. But I want to say to you that far as I'm concerned, I totally reject the godless propaganda of evolution. This idea that it's from mud to man, from protoplasm to personality, from amoeba to animation, I'd like to dismiss the argument with the quotation from Dr. Edwin Conklin, the great biologist. And he said, the probability of life originating from accident is comparable to the probability of the unabridged dictionary resulting from an explosion in a printing shop. And that, my friend, is pretty far-fetched, is it not? And that's good enough for me. Now, the chief difficulty with the theory of evolution is its end results. Evolution leads to an awful, fatal pessimism. It leads man to believe that he has arrived, that he's something, that he is actually up at the top. Well, that has led, really, to a fatalism today, a fatal pessimism. And it's in our colleges, and it came to an alarming rate several years ago of suicides among young people. I attribute it to the teaching of evolution. And Dr. Albert Einstein made this statement, and I think many would consider him an authority. He says, the man who regards his own life and that of his fellow creatures as meaningless is not merely unfortunate, but almost disqualified for life. Now, that's a good statement. And if you want to know how this has affected man, listen to the poetry of a man that died not long ago, Wistan Hugh Auden, the British poet, however he came to this country and became a citizen of this country, or else he would have been the poet laureate of Great Britain. And listen to this pessimism of this man. Were all the stars to disappear or die, I should learn to look at an empty sky and feel its total dark sublime, though this might take me a little time. How pessimistic. And then he added this, looking up at the stars, I know quite well that for all they care, I can go to hell. May I say to you, that's pessimism. And that is the teaching that evolution has led to. But wait just a minute. The frightful thing that you have here in Obadiah, and the startling thing, and the amazing thing is this. The little book of Obadiah is God's trenchant answer to evolution. And this is the reason that he said what he did about Edom. Now, let me illustrate this. Out on Wilshire Boulevard here in Los Angeles, there are what are known as the La Brea Tar Pits. And they built a museum, which is, I understand, a great museum. I haven't been there. But it's a tourist attraction in Southern California to go to the La Brea Tar Pits and then to go to this museum. Now, I went there when it was just a small museum when I came out here first time as a tourist. And they showed us how man lived. That is, now that's according to the scientists out here, how he lived 100,000 to 200,000 years ago in California. And they show him, and he lived like an animal because he looked like an animal according to the picture that they have of him. And by the way, they didn't get a photograph. The fella turned around before they got the picture, and they don't have the photograph, but they drew on their imagination. Now, God has something to say to us today. Will you hear me carefully? Why go back 100,000 years? Go ahead and ride out Wilshire Boulevard right now at this moment. Out there at this moment, there are men and women that are living like animals. They don't look like animals. Some of them are called the beautiful people, but they're living like animals. And the fact is that they've come down from a high plane where God had created them. And they've come down to the plane where they do not depend on God. And they live not only like animals, they live lower than animals. No animal gets drunk and beats his wife or shoots his children or murders or is homosexual. Only man does that. Man lives lower than animals in Southern California. And they were living like that yonder in Edom and Obadiah's day. I wonder if you've ever heard about the pig up here in Kentucky that he got out of his pig pen and he went out in the woods and he found a still where they were making corn whiskey. And the still was leaking and he began to eat some of the mash and drink the liquid and he got drunk. And for 2 days he was lying stretched out there drunk. Finally, when he sobered up, well, the pig got up and started to walk away. And when he did, grunting along, they thought they heard him say, "I'll never play the man again." Or someone has put it like this. And this is a poem I want to pass on to you. And I put the parenthesis around it. Here I begin. How well do I remember, 'twas in the bleak December, as I was strolling down the street in manly pride, when my heart began to flutter, and I fell into a gutter, and a pig came up and lay down by my side. As I lay there in the gutter, with my heart still all aflutter, a man passing by did chance to say, "You can tell a man that boozes by the company that he chooses." And the pig got up and slowly walked away. May I say to you, friends, man can go lower than an animal in his living down here when he determines that he's going to live without God. Now, I move on here in this tremendous little book, and that's the book I've written on it. It's Evolution and You. And I deal with Obadiah, you see. A man didn't come from an animal. Man was created on a high plane and he fell. He didn't fall up, he fell down. He can go down to the very gutter of life.